You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining us today on the phone is Dr. Ebony Utley, a PhD. She is also an associate professor of communication studies at the California State University, Long Beach, and author of Rap and Religion, Understanding the Gangsta's God, the Authority on Hip-Hop, Race, and African-American Relationships. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So today we are talking about Black women rappers satisfying their father lack through lyrical relationships with God. Now, first off, you have to break it down to us. Describe the male-dominated hip-hop world in which women are, you know, underrepresented and you know, dependent upon men.
So every woman rapper who's ever been prominent in the game has been introduced by a man. There's never been a woman rapper who has sort of stood on her own and able to make her own way. So that's the first thing. There obviously aren't enough women rappers, period. And there aren't enough women executives behind the scenes. There aren't enough women producers. There aren't enough women A&R executives. So the hip-hop world is a male-dominated space. Most of the women are the silent and sexy women you see as video models.
And I think that that's pretty obvious that we can all see that. It's even like that in radio, as a matter of fact. So let's talk about the father lack. Like, break that down to me. Define that for me.
Father lack is an intense desire for a relationship with a father that's never fulfilled.
So, and that's how it applies to Black women rappers.
Yes. I mean, Black women rappers and sort of Black women in general, if you are growing up with a desire for a father and never able to fill it, the research says that psychologically that affects you. The father is the daughter's first man love. He's her introduction to patriarchy. He's her first introduction for dealing with authoritative relationships. And when that's absent, many women spend most of their lives looking for that daddy figure. And when those women are grown up, sometimes that daddy figure becomes a lover in their life.
And also we find that, like, women rappers are having to use their sexuality in order to, you know, to gain this type of power, right?
So the chapter in the book where I talk about women rappers is called Doing It for Daddy. And if it sounds like it has a sexual innuendo, it does. Because many women who are looking for this father love, sometimes they find it in a heterosexual male lover, and then you're sort of having this quasi-incestuous relationship with a man who oftentimes is older, that's both daddy and lover. Mm. And how that relates to the Gangsta's God is that sometimes these female rappers see God as that daddy lover figure. And it becomes even more problematic when your ultimate authority as God is also functioning as a daddy lover, that you have a part sort of worship relationship and also a part quasi-sexual relationship too.
Wow, that's deep. Now, let's talk a little bit about the father lack in rappers that we know right now that you may hear on the radio, like Nicki Minaj or Mary J. Blige or Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm. I think that Nicki Minaj is filling her father lack with Lil Wayne and Baby.
Really?
Yeah, like, they are in charge of her. The whole Summer Jam incident, and Nicki's like, yep, whatever Wayne says, that's what we do. Like, yes, it's part boss, but it's also part daddy, like that authority figure. Whatever he says, then that's what I'm going to do because I trust him 100%.
Wow.
But I think they've become her surrogate fathers.
Now, what about with Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Blige is a more interesting case. Like, I haven't heard Mary talk about father lack as much. I mean, I know she has a tenuous relationship with her father, but Mary is definitely more on the side of, when I find a good man, I have a tendency to deify him. And then when he disappoints me in her music, it's like the world has ended. I'm severely disappointed. But okay, Mary, in some instances, you kind of gave him a little bit more than you should have given him, because he's still a man at the end of the day and is still going to make mistakes in the way humans do.
Oof, wow, man. And what about with Lauryn Hill?
Lauryn Hill. So from The Miseducation, I Used to Love Him is the song that I really focus on. I love that song. Like, I thought it was
too.
About me.
I'm a big Lauryn fan, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, I am as well. The song is awesome. But Lauryn is singing that song like, I used to love him, but now I don't. And I've always wondered, well, what are you doing now? Like, do you love him on Mondays and Tuesdays, but not like on Wednesdays and Thursdays? Like what happens? And I honestly feel like if that song had said, I used to love him and now I love me, it would have been so much healthier, so much more affirming, because Lauren describes the relationship with the young man in that song, and she also describes her relationship with the Creator. But I look at the metaphors in the song, and both metaphors are natural metaphors of the ocean. Now, what does the ocean actually do to the sand? Well, the ocean wrenches pieces of the sand away from the earth. The ocean is this big, domineering, masculine force, and that's how she describes a bad relationship with the lover. But she also describes God as being bigger than oceans. I'm like, well, are you in more trouble now that you're deeper in the ocean with God?
Mm.
So she has these other natural metaphors throughout the song that suggest that masculinity is supposed to be domineering and patriarchal, and she's supposed to be submissive and small. And I think that she's constructing her lover and her God in similar ways that are equally problematic, because she never learns to love herself. Instead, she's always giving herself to this masculine being that takes control over her.
Oof, I really want to read your book.
I want you to read it too.
I just really want to read your book. Oh my gosh. So let me ask you this, because we don't want to talk about everything. We want people to go out and purchase your book too.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people purchase the book?
Yes, people can purchase the book from rapandreligion.com. That's my website. They can also get it from amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com.
All right, Dr. Utley, the author of Rap and Religion, Understanding the Gangsta's God and Authority on Hip-Hop, Race, and African-American Relationships. We want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we're going to make sure we get out there and get that book.
Yes, thank you for having me.